going on, everybody? Happy, I don't know if we're, maybe probably Monday night, Monday, Tuesday, whatever.
Might drop it early.
Might drop it early. Because I'll tell you what, I feel special. I got some information about, I got a text from inside the Bachelor bubble.
I mean, look at you go.
I'm a world-class reporter now. You're going to have to wait until I talk with Allie, because I read the text from inside the Bachelor bubble with an update on Claire's season. And then Allie is our guest, who is was the featured bachelorette for the Goat episode, which was a lot of fun talking to Allie. I've always really enjoyed talking to Allie. She's been a friend since Andy's season. It was really interesting conversation hearing her perspective.
Yeah, it was fun to hear you guys pop ideas back and forth.
Because here we are, basically, just to prepare you, we take what we've learned about Claire's season, and then we try to figure out and put in the holes. And Allie's got some interesting point of views, and she's, you know, I had some ideas. She shared some ideas. We went back and forth.
Scenario city.
Some scenarios. And then it was also really interesting to hear Allie's experience as the Bachelorette and how different it is. Even working with the show, the producers, just kind of, I learned a lot from Allie, and just fun to talk to Allie. But, you know, we try to kind of take what we know and then insert it with what we think is going on with
how it could play out
with Claire season. So check that out. And as you guys may or may not have heard, we've talked about it. Make sure to check out my new little project, Nick V Talks Trash TV, which first four episodes are out now. It's a bunch of the women from my season recapping season 21 of The Bachelor. It's going to be 10 episodes. The first four are out now. The fifth one is coming out in a couple weeks with Taylor, which is really good. And then the rest will be coming out September 1st with Vanessa and Rachel. Oh, the Jasmine one's so good, talking about the volleyball date. It's basically like an audiobook. It's ad-free, so you don't have to pay for ads, but I did produce it myself, created it myself, took some time to do that. And so, think of it as like an audiobook. If you spend it on a cup of coffee, it's going to, you know, it's more delicious than your cup of coffee that you spend. I'll tell you what, that much. Sign up, stick around if you want. You can cancel at any time if you're going to love it. But if you just want to come for the tell all, then do that. We're going to come up with some more recaps of TV shows. I think you will really enjoy it. I hope you do. So far, people are loving it.
Yeah, you've gotten some good feedback on it.
It's just it was a lot of fun with the women, getting some stories, some behind the scenes about, you know, I learned a lot, like I said, and they learned a lot.
I watched the Angela one.
And it was a lot of fun, even just with all the women. And the Vanessa one's great. I think you'll all really enjoy that. It's always fun talking to Rachel.
Did I see you guys on Instagram? You followed each other finally on Instagram.
Refollowed each other. You know, we used to when we were dating, and then we didn't. And now we are. We talk about that. So check it out. The link, it's on my Patreon. The link's in my bio on Instagram. Just go to my Instagram or Twitter. You'll find it there. And appreciate you guys supporting that project. But you're going to love it. I can promise you that much. If there's nothing else, why don't you go and find out what's going on? A little update on Claire's situation, the little bit I found out from the bubble, but it's from a direct source. I feel very special. I feel like I'm part of some investigative reporting. So that was fun.
You pat yourself on the back today, maybe. Yeah. Gold star.
Allie,
hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in. COVID-free studio. Mm-hmm. Just want you to feel safe and comfortable in these times.
I do.
I sanitize just like crazy. I got like three stations in my car.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have everywhere.
This studio is so sanitized. We even have the blue lights that sanitize it.
Really?
Oh, we do.
Wow. Yeah. So that goes on for half an hour before anybody even walks in here.
It's like a spaceship in here.
Crazy.
Wow. Anywho. Allie, thanks for coming in. We have a lot to cover. Your season was fun to watch on the Goat episode because I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's
a long time ago.
10 years.
10 years ago.
Which is, it's really not that long ago. But in bachelor years, like kind of like dog years, it feels even watching it back, like, where and when were these times?
It looks like it was filmed in like 1970. Like, when my husband and I were watching it, we were like, when, like, what kind of cameras did they have then?
It's wild. Well, before we get into your season, I feel like we need to discuss Bachelor Nation is a buzz right now with all the rumors that are going on mm-hmm. regarding Claire's season. And if it is it, if it's even Claire's season anymore. Before I walked into the studio today, I received a text message from the Bachelor bubble. Inside the Bachelor bubble. I feel like Walter Cronkite right now, like breaking news.
This is good
That's
stuff.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I feel real special right now.
Do they normally send you stuff like this, or is this like special?
No. I mean, I like obviously this is from the highest of highest ups. It's not Chris Harrison. You could technically argue
this
that.
To Chris Harrison. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, I don't want to. You know, no, that's a credit to Chris Harrison because he is, you know, it's Chris.
Yeah. But this person is.
You could argue You could argue it's Chris. I mean, if Chris has a boss, it's Chris's boss. But no, Chris doesn't really have a boss. Chris has outlived a lot of bosses, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Right before I walked in, I got a text. I can confirm that Claire does not have access to her phone and is still in the Bachelorette bubble.
That's it?
I said, great to know. about to record. Anything else? To which they reply, let me see how I can say this. She's doing great. And this season might just be the most dramatic season in Bachelorette history. Seriously.
So he confirmed basically all the rumors are true.
Well, it sounds so. Claire's not out of the bubble because that I woke up this morning with speculation that she's tweeting. She's out of the bubble. A lot of the rumors over the weekend were that she's been replaced by Tayshia, or that she's quit and she's been therefore replaced by Tayshia. So then there was a lot of speculation. Did she quit? Did they just replace her? What's going on? So Claire's still the Bachelorette, according to Inside the Bachelor.
No, I didn't read it that way at all. He didn't say she's still the Bachelor. He said she's still in the Bachelorette bubble.
Oh, no. Here's what I think. I think they're going to have two Bachelorettes this season.
I don't like that.
Okay.
You think?
No. The way I read it is, like, she's doing great. She's still inside the Bachelorette bubble. If she's going to quit, they can't imprison her. You know what I'm saying?
So, let me tell you how I read it. So what I thought when you just read it is that she's still quarantined in the Bachelorette bubble because if she left, paparazzi would get her in 2 seconds. It would spoil the season. They're trying to keep it under control. So I think she met the love of her life, figured it out very quickly, decided to end the show. The show let her end the show because let's face it, this is a multi-million dollar business here. This is not like, there has to be a plan in place here. So her and her guy are still there, and maybe they're going to record them a little bit and they're dating,
sure.
But then Tayshia's going to go on and be the Bachelorette. So I think she's still in the bubble because they're not letting her go home.
Like having a little honeymoon, you think?
Yeah. Well, after the show's done, you know this, Nick, they send you and you're the happy couple off on like a little week, like 5 day, week long, at least on my season, honeymoon sort of, where you stay, you don't have your phone back, you're still in the location where you got engaged, and you have a week together before you go back to your separate lives. So they're just having a long one of those, I think.
That's
unless you know more than you're letting on.
No, I think I see what you're saying. I think there's a lot of logic to that, and there's a good chance you're right to some degree. I don't think it will be that simple, is what my guess is. That because if that's the case, all they're doing is what they did with Caitlyn's season when they had two bachelorettes to start, right? And Britt left, and that what some guy chased, what was his name? Brody something.
Yeah.
Chased her, and then Caitlyn's season aired, and they would like check in with Britt, and it was lame. It was dumb.
Yeah.
Like no one cared. It was like, okay, like can we stop getting updates? We don't care. She's not the Bachelorette anymore.
Right. No, you're right.
And to me, if that's what you're describing, then people like all we'll care obviously about is how did this happen? How did this go down? Did Claire melt down? Did she lock herself? I was excited that Claire was named the Bachelorette for a couple reasons. One, I thought it would be really interesting to age up the show, at least temporarily, sure. Right? Especially from a woman's point of view, because there's a lot of stereotypes about, you know, as women get older and even men, but like a woman in her late 30s, I thought was really cool because there's a lot of people out there in their 30s looking for love, you know?
Or 40s. No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
40s, right? And Claire, did Claire just turn 40? Either way, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then also Claire, I've met a few times. She leads with her emotions is the nicest way to put it.
Okay.
And so hearing that she might have, I will say it's, knowing Claire, and I don't know her that well, it's believable that she would just say, fuck it, I quit. Like,
but doesn't everybody, did you at one point in your season? I know I did.
There's a difference between feeling like quitting and actually doing it, because no one's actually done it, because like you said, it is a business. Mm-hmm. There is a, like, it's not like showing up as a cast member. You know, where they're like, oh, listen, you can leave at any time. And you really can. You know, it's like, if you don't want to do it, you leave. They're not paying you anything, you know. But if you're the lead, it's, you're in charge of the show. You're not in charge, but you're literally leading the show. There's no season without you. There's millions of dollars on the line. There's people's jobs. There's a responsibility as accepting the role of the lead that's more than just looking for love. Yes, that's your goal, but there's, you know, you're part of it, as you know, right?
Right. So for me, I mean, I did try to quit the show. In fact, I did during the date that you guys saw last night with me and Casey, where he was singing to me. My eyes are all, I'm like crying my eyes are all watery because I had tried to quit the show before that. I told my producer, Cassie, I was like, I'm done. I quit. I walked out of the museum. And I was done. And she like had the cameras. She said, roll on this to like, you know, capture it for the show. And she ended up convincing me not to. So it was more of a, who knows how much of a loaded threat that was, you know?
Sure.
I was young at the time and overly emotional. So I could see, but this is the thing. The reason ABC back then isn't, or the show rather, isn't doing all the things that they're doing now. They're changing now. They're showing Colton jump over the fence. They're showing Hannah look off in the distance searching for love and then awkwardly be like, this is awkward. Like they didn't, I did that stuff all the time. It was awkward, but they didn't show it back then. They only showed what they wanted to show rather than all the mess ups. So what I think is they're kind of realizing like this is a season, like, you know, the ratings aren't great for the greatest seasons of all time, you know. So they're wanting their ratings to pop back up. And maybe they're like, we need to change things up. She wants to quit. Let's let her. Let's change it up. Let's let it happen again. But this is the question, Nick, and you would probably know this better than I would. How long had they been filming before these rumors sparked up? A couple weeks?
I think like 12 days.
Yeah. 12 days.
Is a lot, though.
Is 3 weeks of the show.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. So that means.
Put it this way. I showed up on Caitlin's season 12 to 13 days into filming. And when you watch it back, that's episode 4.
It seems like it's 4 weeks in, right? Yeah. But it's not.
Yeah.
So like the weeks in Bachelor World are like 3 to 4 days.
There's at least, to your point, 3 episodes of Claire being the Bachelorette.
Yeah. And that's what makes it different than Caitlin and Britt. Because that was a one night thing. She went off. Nobody cared about that. This is going to be different. So that's why I think Claire is still in the Bachelorette bubble, because they're still filming stuff with her relationship. Maybe there's drama with the guys. Maybe another guy really still liked her, but that is now dating Tayshia. I think she'll be involved, but I don't think.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think she'll be dating one more than one guy.
It sounds like, I've heard stuff that Tayshia's off the grid. I'm just simply saying it seems like Claire hasn't quit the show. Now, her role in the show might have changed.
Yeah.
But the show sounds like it's going to change. And it sounds like there's certainly going to be a buildup, the most dramatic, as they say, you know. And I've always said what the producers are the best at is adapting to change. I've heard from producers that when you were the Bachelorette, times were different.
Mm-hmm.
I've only known them to be really good at adapting to change and just seeing where it goes. And then they'll figure it out later how they want to air it, you know, things like that. But They're really good at going with it, you know,
and creating the buzz. I remember we had a discussion. We were like, I wonder if people are going to even tune into Claire, because there was so much buzz around Matt James. It's like, are people going to watch Claire?
Now they will,
for sure.
That's one thing the producers are. Yeah, that's probably why they let her make this decision, because they realized they needed to generate buzz around her. And so people started focusing on her. But the thing that's interesting, too, is you know, you talked about her being in her, you know, upper 30s, potentially 40. I'm not sure either. Maybe the Bachelor producers now are realizing that a more mature woman or person knows what they want, right? Yeah. So they're like, we're never going to have somebody this age again be the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I think we're giving Claire too much credit in that scenario.
I haven't actually met Claire.
Or 39-year-olds in general. Again, I only say this because...
How old are you, Nick?
Doesn't matter. There is never a bad time to talk things over when you're struggling with your mental health. Can't insist on that enough. And my friends, our friends at BetterHelp are doing some great things. And the most important thing is they're making it very easy and accessible to talk to a mental health professional if you need some help. Maybe you've gotten that help before. Maybe it didn't work out for you. Maybe you're just afraid to go outside. Maybe you've always wondered about it and you just don't know where to start and find someone who you feel like you can trust that it's worthwhile. Well, BetterHelp is doing great things in that department. They are committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. Service is available to clients worldwide. It's like you just do it right on your phone or your computer. Yeah. I really encourage you guys to check it out if you've ever thought, boy, I just want to talk to someone. Yeah. And maybe it's a one-off situation. It doesn't have to be like an ongoing thing.
And if you don't like the counselor, you can change it up.
Yeah, for free. Super simple. Super simple. Special offers at the ViaFile listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/VIALL files. That's VIALLFILES. BetterHelp.com/VIALLFILES. Visit BetterHelp.com/VIALL files. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Special offer for ViaFile listeners to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/VIALLFILES. Oh, yeah. It's dipsy time. That's right. If you like listening to people talk about their romantic and sexual experiences to help get you in the mood, look no further to Dipsy. That's right. We talk a lot about our physical health and mental health, but what about our sexual health? Whether you hit the gym, take a walk, or meditate, if you want to take care of your whole self, you need to prioritize your pleasure along the way with your body and mind. Whoo, do you have a lot on your mind? Well, in times of stress and anxiety, it can be hard to remember to take time to focus on yourself. But your joy and pleasure are so important, especially right now. Put your well-being first with Dipsy. Mm-mm-mm. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. The stories are relatable and immersive, so you feel like you're right there. And there's something for everyone, whoever and whatever you're into. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial.
Well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipscastories.com/VIALL. dipscastories.com/VIALL. But the point is that, like I said, as you know, like, you tried to quit. They fuck with you. They push you to the edge. There are plenty of moments where I was on my season. I was like, really? Like, fuck this. You know, like, totally. That's, you know, they're making a show. But you did, like, you are getting paid, you know, not like a world amount of money, but like real money. Mm-hmm. There are opportunities. Like, you are the lead of the show. So, like, to quit is kind of a shitty thing to do. Like, yeah, the producers are going to adjust and they're going to capitalize on it and they'll make it work. But, you know, if they weren't so good at it, you are really fucking up the show. And if you're asked, right? So I just think.
But I don't think you're thinking that when you're 25 years old. When I was 25 years old, I wasn't thinking about people's jobs.
I guess what I'm saying, maybe here's a different way of saying it, is every lead, and it is first night, they're into like, what, two people, three? Tops, and it's often one. like it didn't like by episode my by the first week, you know, it was like, I mean, if Vanessa quits, I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen, man. You know, yeah. Was it the same? Similar for you?
I knew the top two first night, right? That never changed.
And so, this idea that Claire knew what she wanted as a 39-year-old woman, and then decided to quit because she's mature and knows what she wants, I don't think that's the reason. Claire is highly emotional and the type of person who, like, just fuck it, just doesn't, you know what I'm, get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's because she's more clear in what she wants.
I get what you're saying, because you're right. I think everyone does kind of know right away. But maybe they wanted to play that angle.
It's not even the angle. I think it's like for the like, I know Ben was super into Lauren night one, right? But Ben was like, well, I got asked to be the Bachelor, so I can't quit. You know, like, you gotta have to. And part of it too is, well, I'm super into this person, but I also really don't know them. So we'll see. And if Claire quit because she fell in love with a guy, she still doesn't know this guy. Even if she's been talking to him, you know, because that's the other angle, is this is the first time that they've been releasing these men's and women's information early on, mm-hmm. to try to avoid some of the background scandals they've had to face, because, you know, everyone thinks, oh, why don't they know all this stuff? And it's just like, you know,
right.
So they kind of put it out there so that, like, if things come out, they can get removed from the show. So now they're doing this. They did this. All of a sudden, quarantine happens. Everyone's just shipped back home. Claire now sees all of her men.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, they people were talking before, obviously. Right?
So now people can DM each other. So she's probably been DMing this guy. But even still, she doesn't know this guy. Is what I'm saying. This, like, you know, like, in three, they could be broken up in 3 weeks. You know, we don't know. And,
well, what if it's because there were so many young guys? Like, maybe she got there and she was like, not only do I feel like a lot of these guys aren't here for me, but they're young. I don't even want to date these guys.
Sure, but, like, Claire was the one after quarantine went back that was like, I'm into young men and I think it's fine. And you know what I'm saying? She still showed up knowing that these guys' ages were younger. And since quarantine, they aged up. It sounds like they took the opportunity with the gap to, like,
get some older
for her.
Yeah, cast for her, because they, quite frankly, didn't really cast for her. Because they don't usually cast for leads in general.
So let me try to break down what I think you're trying to say. Are you saying that you think that Claire was so emotional and difficult that they didn't want her to be the Bachelorette anymore?
No, I think that's why they picked her to be the Bachelorette. But I think she just proved just how uncontrollable she was. In that, like, yeah, Claire's the type of person, you're like, if she feels a certain way, you won't be able to reason with her. And no amount of, you agreed to be the Bachelorette, we paid you, is going to change her mind.
I say good for her. If they're messing with her too much, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know what your experience was like on the show, but my experience was negative. I enjoyed being on The Bachelor so much more than I enjoyed being The Bachelorette. On The Bachelor, you drink cocktails.
Who was your Bachelor?
Jake
Pavelka.
I didn't
watch
it then.
The Wings of Love, Nick. And The Wings of Love.
Don't go back. And there's no reason to revisit that.
But it's so good that they don't, like, name it like that anymore.
I know,
so,
right?
I mean,
but I just remember being so angry. I fought with the producers all the time. I remember thinking to this day, I mean, for a while, until I started talking to other leads of the show, mm-hmm. I felt like I was the most difficult Bachelorette they ever had, because I was so strong-willed. I was like, no, I'm not going to kiss that guy. I only kiss, like, 5 guys on my season. That's nothing compared
That's
to
nothing.
What
well,
most
nowadays,
people do.
It's different. There's, like, you might kiss 5 people on night
in
one.
In one night. Exactly. So
it's been more sexualized in general.
For sure. So I was very, very strong-willed on my season. Just, like, didn't want I always, if they tried to manipulate me and do one thing, I'd do the other thing. So I felt that I was that way. So I think they're used to dealing with strong personalities.
When you were the Bachelorette,
it was all about love, and that's the truth. I knew there was opportunity that could come after. I'm not stupid. I left my job at Facebook. I left all my shares at Facebook. I'm not dumb.
I
knew there was a chance of being shows afterwards. But when we were doing the show, the idea of creating a TV show, like creating drama, or this will be a funny thing, or okay, fine, I'll give them this because I know I'm playing the long game. I was playing the, like, short game, emotion game, my heart game. Like, there was no game. It was my love story. I remember my fights with the producers were things like, this is my life. That's what I would tell them. And to them, it wasn't my life. It was a TV show.
No, don't get me wrong. That this is my life. I can't tell you how many times I've said that to them when I was The Bachelor. Yeah. And I'm sure every lead before you, because
understood the show aspect.
Yeah, I don't want to make it seem, I understood the show. It was my life. I said, like, when they asked me to be The Bachelor, I was sick to my stomach because all I cared about, and I told them, I'll do this for free if I felt like you're going to cast people I really might want to get engaged to. Like, I really want this to work.
For sure.
You know? Natural habits, essential oils. Listen, people, we want to make your indoor smell wonderful, fresh, vibrant. We want it to be safe. So use all natural USDA organic essential oils by Natural Habits. They're certified blends specific to help with headaches, relaxation, calm, energy, and help support your immune system. NHOils.com. Use code Sunday, because I don't care. I know that code exists, for 30% off. And it's free shipping.
That's so good that you know it exists.
Free shipping. NHOils.com. Code Sunday for 30% off. They come in a roll-on form. You can get a diffuser. You can put them in a diffuser. The center. I mean, Chrissy, I mean, do you know more? Your headaches.
I really love it. My headaches. I use it all the time. I really do. I roll it on my temples, on the back of my neck. It's in my purse right now. I literally don't go anywhere without it.
Code Sunday, 30% off, nhoils.com.
Don't get me wrong. If I did it today, I would still do it. I mean, I'm married, obviously, so I wouldn't do it today. But if I wasn't and I did it today, I would do it for love too. But I would do the same thing. I would be a more team player, because it's different now. It's like, I understand the show. I understand that. Like, I didn't even realize the show was that popular when I went on it. You know, it was just so, so different back then. But I would also be like thinking about all the opportunities after the show now, more so than I did back then.
That is interesting to hear your perspective too. And all we're really is discussing more of a philosophical kind of belief system of the different producers that I had versus that like run the show now versus that you had.
Reality TV has changed.
I guess. I mean, over time, they've had to adjust, right? You can't keep, you know, when in 2010, they didn't even know they're going to have a show in 10 years later. Yeah. You know, social media wasn't what it was.
Yeah.
It's hard to that end, not like you got to stop pretending. It's kind of like professional wrestling. When I was a kid, they're like, this is real. You know, the people like, and now they don't go out of the way so much to like make you think that everything that happens in professional wrestling.
Yeah, now they show you like the training camps and like how they do it all.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like that. Back to the Claire thing. They're going to adjust, but I think it is kind of shitty. If she went and cheated and talked to this guy, got to know a guy, accepted the responsibility and role of the Bachelorette, like, took a paycheck, showed up, and then said, fuck it, I like this guy, and then threatened to quit or put them in a situation where they had to go, well, what the fuck do we do? Do we call up Tayshia? Do we call up Tia? Like, you know, do we call up Hannah Ann? I don't know. And like scramble and adjust and fly guys that have already sent home and cost some money. I think that kind of is shitty on her.
I'm not concerned about that costing them money, but they have plenty of money. But I see what you're saying.
Fair enough. I mean, yes, you're right. But still, like, it's just a little...
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but I think it's one of those things that she probably didn't quite realize. You know, like, she was into him. She was talking to him. She's like, I think this is probably going to be the guy I pick. And then, I mean, it's a hard thing before the show airs to quit because you're kind of into some guy on DMs. Like, it's a big deal to quit then, too. So she's probably just going through the motions, you know? And then she got there and she's like, oh, shit, no, this is the guy. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, but don't you feel like everyone's, like, wouldn't you have done that?
Oh, yeah. I would have sent everybody except for two people home the first
night. Yeah, so would I have. So, yeah. Like, so would have been. So, like, I've never talked to a lead before who wouldn't have been like, oh, God, it would have been so much easier if I could just, like, hang out with this one person the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it's the difference that she got that time to talk before enough that her week four felt more like her final rose ceremony to her and her emotions because she talked the weeks before. Oh,
I totally get.
But your point is that she got hired for a job.
She did. She didn't
see it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I do get that.
I'm just saying, if it was this free-for-all for the people who, whether they like watching it or like hate watching the show, there would be no show. Like, this is fine now. This is going to be amazing to watch.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. I'm glad in this selfishly, here we are talking about something interesting and relevant, and we're speculating. And we're, this is all great. But like, if this happens again on Matt James' season or ever like season, like they can't not they can't.
Well, the producers won't let it happen. I mean, you know how good they are. Like,
so you think they could have convinced her to stay?
Yes, really, of course.
Okay. But also, it's an unprecedented time, though. Like, think about it. Like, you like they're not just in a bachelor bubble. They're like in a bubble. Like, they're in a COVID straight up extra tense bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not just in the regular bachelor world.
Well, I think wherever you go, they're good at keeping you in the bubble.
I mean, you're right. Maybe you got a good point.
Nothing happens on the show. I shouldn't say nothing. Yes, the lead of the show sort of steers the boat, but the producers like decide whether or not you can keep going that direction. They can pull that steering wheel right back over and say, you're not going that way. So in my mind, if they wanted her to stay, she would have stayed. There's legal reasons. They could threaten lawsuits. I mean, there's so many things. And then maybe she is.
I get what you're saying.
So strong-willed that they did try pulling those cards and she still wouldn't budge, and then they had to come
up with
plan
B. I could picture Claire doing that. There's definitely conversations going. So I get what you're saying. They might have been like, you know what, if she wants to quit, let's let her. Mm-hmm. Or like not quit, but okay, well, here would be interesting because she doesn't know this guy, whoever this guy is, if there is a guy. I mean, if I'm them, let's test this relationship.
So what do you mean?
I don't know what I mean, but like, if they're locked in the bubble and they have to stay, I do think it's boring TV to just, you know, as you say, like film them having their honeymoon time.
Right. I agree.
And then while Tayshia's dating the rest of the guys, every time they're going to cut to Claire, I'm going to want them to cut back to Tayshia trying to figure it out. Yeah. Like, we'll follow you on Instagram, Claire, you know? So they have to do something.
I agree.
There has to be stakes. There has to be a chance for this relationship not to work out. It would be great if Claire was like, fuck, I don't know, you're not that great, you know? Because also, if you're this guy, whoever this guy is, and Claire, you're.
But I don't think they're maybe going to check in with Claire. Maybe Claire decides that's what she did and it's done and they just move on to another season. But Claire's still there because they can't risk Claire leaving and getting paparazzi'd and doing all these things that will put the show at risk. She might have signed a release that basically says you can't leave the premises for 3 months. She might have signed something.
How does that work versus like...
Or maybe she's so happy right now that she doesn't care. She's like, I get to be here, get room service in this resort with this guy I like. This is like paradise.
Yeah, I can make out with him.
Sounds awesome. I know he's to been me. Tested. Like, what is she going to do? Just go in a little apartment at home? I don't know where she lives, but like, and be there with him and have to stay home? Like, I don't know. I mean, for the same reasons, also think about it. If they let her quit, she's probably loving them for letting her do that, right? Leave with this guy she really likes. So after the show, you very well could have, you know, gone and done whatever you didn't, but you didn't. And I don't know. For me, at least, I always thought that the producers were like the police. Like, I always thought, like, I'm not allowed to do stuff. Like, I felt like they had control over me in a weird way.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I've heard a lot of that before. And, you know, it's definitely different, but they still have that influence. And I guess in my brain, I'm just thinking, I knew what I saw. Like, by the time I was the Bachelor, I was like, okay,
you had so many experiences, you understood it more probably.
If I thought, I assumed, I hoped that I would meet someone and know pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then I assumed I might have to go on dates with people I wasn't that into.
And then you got to go travel and do cool stuff. I mean, she doesn't. So she's not like, hey, if I kept doing the show, I'd get to go to like Europe and Bali and all these amazing places. I'm stuck on this ranch.
So if you're Claire's, this mystery guy, this guy, don't you kind of have to go along with it? Because he's like clueless, right? As we all are when we first go on. We have a lot of what we think it might be. Yeah. You show up, you're like, what the fuck is going on, right? And then you're like thinking, I've been talking to this girl. I got this. I'm going to be her final guy. We're going to be the happy couple. And then Claire, behind the scenes with producers, we assume, was like, I'm done. I found my guy. I don't want to keep doing this. She goes to this guy. He's like, I want to be with you. doesn't he kind of have to say yes? I guess what I'm saying, like, well, if he said no, then he's the bat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
No, I get that. That's interesting.
He has, like, how do we really know? Maybe he really loves Claire, but he also, like, has to be like, oh, I love you too. And yes, and he might be thinking this is going to be great. He doesn't know. They are like, well, we're going to bring in another producer. We're going to bring some back guys. And you're quite honestly, now you're going to be a B storyline to the A storyline. It's going to be Tayshia. And he has no clue about this, right? He has no idea. So like, how would that impact? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think you're too naive and not in a, not naive. Maybe.
Oh, he has no idea.
Yeah. He's too bright eyed and bushy tailed right now. As a new, like you said, you don't know what you're getting into. I don't think he's thinking about being a B line storyline.
No, but that's my point. Fast forward 6-7 months, it airs, and
he doesn't have the opportunity to be on TV.
He does. He's not getting out of this experience what he thought he was going to.
Well, that depends what he came into this experience.
Maybe
for.
He is getting exactly what he wanted, and that's Claire.
Yeah,
maybe
you don't know. This is the thing. When you first started talking, I thought my mind went to, if she's like, "I love you," this is it, and he's like, "Well, wait, I still need time. Like, I like you and I dig you, but like, I'm not ready to be married to you get engaged to you. Like, I want to go through engaged. This process, you know?" So that's an interesting thing to think about. Maybe her mind was made up, but with his, or did he propose and it's done? Like,
I doubt he proposed. I guess I'm just saying he is, like you said, this naive kind of guy who knows nothing about this world. Claire goes rogue. He doesn't know if this is normal, if it's not normal. And it's just like, it's like when Colton, like, we didn't know what Colton, it felt like we didn't know Cassie's feelings when Colton's like, "I sent everyone home. I want to be with you." It's just like, yes.
Oh, the pressure.
You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's a pressure you feel, I mean, in that world. And I guess I'm wondering, I have no idea if his decision to like work it out with Claire is real. Because it's interesting in that world, as you know, too.
But even if it went the whole way, he would feel pressured. I felt pressured to get engaged at the end.
I get it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, how far did you go on Jake's season?
Top four, and then I sent myself home.
Okay. And you sent yourself home. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I had real feelings, very real feelings for Andy and Caitlin. But so much of that world derives those feelings, this idea that you have to fight for this relationship, that they're making out with other mm-hmm. guys, and you're just the competitive nature in you.
Totally.
This guy is never, he didn't have to do any of that, for better or worse. I don't know. I'm just simply saying it's such a different experience.
Yeah.
He's not going to have to feel like, you know, Vanessa had to feel like she really had to go through the ringer because we had strong feelings early on to survive that just that world, and which can damage a relationship a little bit, but it makes you feel like you fought for something.
See, I see it the totally opposite. I see it as you almost trick yourself into thinking this is the relationship you're supposed to have, and you really are so into this person. And then you go into the real world and you're like, wait a second, I wasn't really into them at all. So I think if they're able to develop something off camera, that gives them a better chance than anybody. That's why I think Bachelor in Paradise works so much better.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just throwing out scenarios here.
No, I like it. We need to go through all the possibilities.
I really don't know. I know. Yeah. It's fascinating. I'm glad Claire's given us something to chat about. But so Tayshia might be the new, I mean, I don't, just the
she
way.
She is for sure. There's no question.
The way you describe it, it just seems like, okay, it's just going to be such a weird season, because even if it's 3 weeks of Claire, she quits, brings in Tayshia. I just want to see Tayshia then. Like,
maybe they'll condense the 3 weeks of filming and they won't air three. Maybe they'll put it all in the first episode. And at the end, we see Tayshia's our new. So it's just literally one episode of those 3 weeks condensed.
Okay. So
like greatest seasons that they did, put a whole season in a 3-hour.
Yeah.
So I think they'll do that. And then I don't think we'll have like the check-ins all season long.
Because that would be boring, right?
Yeah, it'd be boring. So I think that Tayshia's just our new bachelorette, and that's what.
But
it's
this text, and granted, this
has
is someone
Tayshia
inside
been
the
added
show.
To the group text, the bachelorette group text. Yeah.
Well, not yet, because
she's not, no one knows.
We don't know. Nobody can get a hold of her.
But if listen, the source who texts me that obviously wants people to watch and wants people to think it's dramatic, and I get all that. But like you said, they are going to want to do something with this. And they've learned from Caitlin's season that just like filming them is not that dramatic. It's a short, it's a one episode win, you know, but it's not the buildup, the anticipation, the, you know, like a, and it also happens early on in that theory. It's not the same as a Colton fence jump or an Ari breakup. They have to wait the whole season and, you know, they tease it every episode. That's not the case here. So I just think it's going to, I don't know what they'll do, but I think it's going to be more than just simply let Tayshia take over and let Claire and this guy honeymoon.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't, I have no idea. You're right.
I don't know. I guess I am hoping, because I'll be really, that will be boring.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, well.
Well, maybe they'll, actually, now that I think about it more, I don't think they do it in one episode. Maybe they would tease it over two or something, because then you're at least getting people hooked into meeting the other guys. Because this relationship Claire has with whoever she picks, if she did in fact pick somebody early, is one storyline, but there's probably drama with all the other guys. And once you get hooked into being invested in those guys, that's it, you know, then you're going to keep watching. So I think the Bachelor producers right now, I think it's actually a smart thing to let her quit and plan it this way. Because before they let her quit, you know, I'm putting up quotes here, let her quit. They had a long meeting, a long conversation, like you said, plotted out all the possible scenarios. And they sat back and said, this is gold. This people, you know, we're worried about this season. We're not traveling. You know, Claire is not a most recent person. It, you know, she's like Juan Pablo, who they kind of picked out of obscurity. You know what I mean? Like, So I feel like they sat back and said, this is gold. We're going to let this happen because we're going to hook people in. We're going to get them watching. We're going to have them invested in the guys. And then the guys, or some of the guys at least, are going to stay the same. So they'll keep watching. The Bachelor producers are some of the most intelligent people on the planet. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know how to adapt. Like, that much.
I should say intelligent people on the planet. They're the best people at their jobs. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Do you think they released the guys like while they already started filming, knowing this was coming up, and then they released those 42 guys? Or do you think they really released them before?
They've been releasing them the past few seasons way early, realizing, because they got themselves in some trouble by casting guys with questionable backgrounds that they didn't catch.
Smart. That would be so smart if they did it the reverse way. Like, they saw this coming, what was happening with Claire, and then they released the guys so that people would get into it.
They're smart, but I always say sometimes they get too much credit. They're great at adapting. They see two or three moves ahead. They don't see 12, right? Colton jumped the fence. Well, we weren't great, but
I still think, like, you don't have to see 12 steps ahead to see it. I think you see, like, okay, she's super into this guy. She's emotional. She wants to leave. She's threatening to quit already. Like, we need to get people interested in the show. And they sat in a meeting. People threw out ideas. I mean, look at us. We're sitting here for, 40 minutes talking, and we're like, this scenario, this. Like, they did the same thing. Oh, totally. You know?
But do you think they egged her on to quit?
Probably not. I don't think they're smart enough to have thought of it before. I think that's giving them too much credit.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, again, I like Claire. I was thrilled she was a bachelorette. And for the reason where Claire does what Claire wants to do, for all that, you said you were one of the most difficult leads. As much as I worked with them, I argued with them a lot and fought with them. And I took it very personally, the experience.
Well, one thing I've heard from other bachelorettes, they're all like, I thought I was the most difficult. Like, I don't feel that way anymore, because now that I've talked to the girls, everyone goes through this.
Yeah, everyone's just like, fuck you guys, you know? Because everyone, and that's why I always defend the leads. Show or not, working with producers or not, it is a very personal experience that, like, this is my life. I'm trying to meet someone. I hope it works, you know? And, I just, like I said, Claire, I can picture Claire just being like, fuck this, and I'm out, and I don't care. Like, and I guess I agree. Like, if the producers really want to convince her, they could really fight with her. And I think you make a good point where they probably just took a time out and tried to figure out, okay, what do we do here? And then probably said, instead of fighting with her, said, you know what? You want to do this? Fine. We'll make a few phone calls.
Yeah. And I think, too, she is, you know, even if she's an emotional person, let's face it, every lead is in some way, you know, that's why they're cast as the lead. They're willing to talk about their feelings, and they're highly emotionally either intelligent or off the rails, either one. But she's a level-headed person. You know, like if they had said to her, people's jobs are at stake here, we did all, like, I think she would sit back and say, okay, I can go through this. Like, I get it. You really don't think, like, with that kind of... What happened with you and Claire? Why are you so...
I've only met her a few times.
So what have you heard?
I've had friends who were on Paradise with her, and it's just like, if anyone would quit out of nowhere, it would be Claire.
Yeah. So maybe she tried to, like, quit Paradise and stuff.
I mean, she just... She's very earnest about, like, and she's very sincere. This whole, like, I'm here for love. I believe that.
She said, this is my life.
This is, like, yes. No, yes. 100%. And Claire really didn't care about the money or, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a way that's, like, as sincere as anyone, but to the point of, like, well, come on, Claire. Like,
but they had to know that about her.
Yes,
because they knew. Of Bachelor in Paradise.
They knew.
And look, they know how to handle that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's they not knew. Like they don't know how to handle someone wanting to quit. They deal with it every season, I'm sure. Yeah.
They knew. The people who casted Claire knew Claire. They worked with her. They felt like, into that end, maybe they're just like, oh, we don't really know where this goes. She could quit. Like,
yeah.
And I've heard crazy stories. I don't know how much were true. Like, I know... There was a conversation about replacing other bachelors mid-season.
Oh.
Never happened, you know, and how much that actually went down. But, like, to that end, there are no rules. Nothing's off the table. It's reality TV. And, yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. We're all going to tune in now, right?
And I don't care. I want to know how it goes down.
Yeah, same. You know,
I want to see.
And then you'll get hooked, and then they'll have you for the whole season. That's what they're hoping for everybody who watches.
Hopefully, but they do have to deliver that to that end. Like, if it peaks episode 3.
Well, at this point, with all the drama going on, they don't really know. I mean, they can't predict what's going to happen with Tayshia and the guys. But this is the thing. Even if there isn't any drama on a season, they'll create it. I know that for a fact because they did it on my season.
Plus, they know how to tease it. Like, Chris is so good at teasing everything to make it seem like such a big deal when it's like Nick had a letter once.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, these goat episodes are wild. Where like every episode, like, so-and-so has a dark secret.
Allie had a dark secret.
I know.
She saw him once.
I know.
Well,
it's funny. One thing they didn't air, like when I did my interview with Chris Harrison, that they cut, and obviously they have to cut it because, you know, you talk for a while and then they air what they're going to air, but they didn't air my advice for Claire. And my advice for Claire was figure out who you like the first night, like figure out who you're really into, and then ignore them for the first 2 weeks so you actually have a chance to meet other people because you hone in on somebody the first night.
Yeah.
And they didn't air that. So maybe that's because he's like, she didn't take your advice. Yeah.
I'm guessing they
did the opposite.
They didn't air that because...
Wasn't that interesting?
No, because you're kind of... That's... And it's weird because, like, we talk about it on this podcast, right? And they may or may not like that we do. But they, on an ABC, like, you know, sanctioned show, you're kind of saying, here's how you game the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where... You know, they still want you to believe that night one, the lead's just like, oh, there's so many amazing people and I love them all.
Right.
And, like, I don't know what to do. And every one-on-one date you go on, you're just like, oh, I got a new front runner. You know, like, whatever. Sure.
Well, that's the thing. Like, sometimes, you know, I was just talking to Lauren Zima early before I came here. And she said something about, isn't it obvious that, you know, I can't even remember what she was talking about, but I was like, things on the show that they get people to believe that are so obvious if you sit back and think about, for instance, meeting 25 guys or 25 girls and being equally interested in all of them. Like, that is so just unbelievable. But for some reason, everybody believes it every season when they watch.
See, Bachelor Nation still thinks it's inappropriate to have, like, relations outside of the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
In a sense that, like...
Oh, like having sex if you're not.
You know, yeah, whatever. You know, like, things go a certain way, you know?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to think about it even until that point.
Yeah. Or yes.
Like, it's okay when it happens in the fantasy suite, but if it happens before, it's not okay.
Or, like, Maddie can't say to Peter, like, I'm not super into you having sex with other people.
That drives me insane.
Bachelor Nation's like, you know what you signed up for. I'm like, dude, she likes this guy and she doesn't want him to have sex. And you know, like, yes, Batronation washes it. And it's just like, they with like Maddie, their rules. Like, they like
Peter season. Yeah, they that like their
rules. Batronation likes their rules mm-hmm. of how they watch the show. And you know, I guess I get it.
It's your season airing?
Yeah, the 31st.
Oh, so yours is, I was wondering if yours was coming.
Yeah. When I was watching the GOAT episode back, watching the guy with the tattoo.
Casey.
What was going on in your head? Like, it looked like you were just, you feel guilt? And by guilt, were you like, why did you get this fucking tattoo for me? Like, I remember like sometimes with the women, it would be like, just don't do anything permanent and for the sake of your relationship with me, because yeah. I don't like you.
It was so early on.
You know, like,
no, I'm with you.
There's a, you don't want to lead people on.
I'm with you. No, I mean, he went home pretty early on. I mean, it was week 3, it was New York, and then week 4 was Iceland when I actually sent him.
You went to some cool ass destinations, by the way.
Yeah.
We did, and I didn't appreciate it at all at the time. One, because I was young, and 2, I was just exhausted the entire time. I remember just thinking, like, I've got to get him home. Like, I've got to send him home, especially after I saw the tattoo. Like, this is what is going to be next. Like, yeah. Is he going to get, like, a tattoo on his face? Like, I mean,
and
I just, I don't know.
The songs every time he saw you.
I mean, I just didn't want to laugh. And the funny thing about that tattoo they showed last night, like, it was, you know, it's the heart with the shield protecting it and then the rose. But what they didn't talk about is how the shield has 12 studs on it, which represents the 12 studs that I was dating.
I can't. I can't.
I'm not even kidding.
That was on his tattoo.
That one of the guys told me that after.
Like studs on the shield or something?
Studs on the shield.
So he was fully embracing the experience.
And that's why I didn't feel as bad. Because I'm like, okay, if you're getting tattooed with all the other guys I'm dating, like something representing them, like that tattoo is for the experience.
And
like
he?
Yeah, it's about the experience.
Not me.
You're right, you're right. Yeah. It's an experience.
He does not seem to regret it.
No.
He loves it.
Yeah. He added to it.
Yeah.
He added to it and put the anniversary date of his wedding.
I used to work with what's his name's ex-girlfriend, the guy who sent himself home.
Frank?
Yeah, at Salesforce.
Oh my gosh, really?
And I'll tell you what, when I got casted on the Bachelor, she wouldn't shut up about like I was on the Bachelorette. Like I was like I was the girl who showed
how
up.
Random.
So she was like, she was bragging about being
the Nicole.
Yeah. Oh, Nicole. Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah.
And oh, that's so funny.
His new wife is like this. He's got a type. Now I have a type, so I'm not one to talk. But it was like, did he get back together with Nicole? No, oh, that's his new wife.
Oh, really? They look that much alike?
They don't just both have brown hair. They look, trust me, I guarantee you, some of his friends have been like, all right, cool, you have a type. It's like the spitting image.
Oh, that's so funny. It's funny. When I saw his wife on the episode, I thought she was super cute.
Very cute.
But I remember, I think I only saw like this, I can't even remember how much they showed of Nicole, but I remember like.
It was like her peeking through a door.
I didn't know you were the Bachelorette. She was, I didn't know who you were then.
Yeah.
First time I met you was the day after.
Your season.
Andy's season.
Oh, season.
And it was like, it was the day after, you know, I was like, hey guys, we got to looks. And like, you know, the world was 50-50 on that. You were very, like.
I was on your side.
I really, like, I really appreciated, like, you made me feel better and good and you were very nice to me. And I didn't know who you were. For all I know, you were just a reporter for E! News. I didn't know you were a Bachelorette. I was like, oh, cool. And you were very gracious and nice.
I've always said, I mean, you've probably talked about this so many times throughout your life and on this podcast, but my very thing from Andy season is I was always like, why isn't it okay that he said you slept with me? That was hurtful. You know, like if it was the tables were flipped and the gender roles were flipped, you know, it'd be fine. Like, so I was totally on your side from, not that I was against Andy. I love Andy, but I was
sure,
with you.
Yeah. But you were just very nice. And
well, thank you. Good. I'm glad I wasn't mean to you.
Oh yeah. No, I was like, I was like immediately a big fan of yours just because you were just cool to me. So I'll always remember the first time I met you just because of such an intense
time
in my life. But yeah, I didn't know. And then I'll never forget this Nicole girl just would just constantly come up to me, especially after the show. She, like, after I got done filming and I went back to work, she's like, oh my god, wasn't that crazy? Like, as if like
Oh, that like makes me a little bit angry. Like that she was like so happy about that when I was like so mad at her at the time. I mean, obviously years have passed, but
she was like, oh, God, it was just like, we just did this for like, you know, it was like, oh my God. You know, yeah, she wouldn't shut up about it.
But that's so random, like two people in the same company. Like, how often does that probably happen?
But she was like, she loved it. She loved talking about it. Boy, did she ever.
Oh my God.
I didn't even, I kind of put it all together as I'm watching this goat season back. I was like,
oh, that's so funny. You didn't really realize it until now.
That you were the bachelorette?
That season?
Of the season she was.
Yeah, it was bizarre watching with my husband last night. He was so excited to watch. Like, he, you know, mostly because he thought it'd be funny, right? To like, yeah. We have a solid marriage. He's not going to watch me kissing a guy 10 years ago and get jealous. It's just silly. But one thing I found like really sweet is that at one point, you know, one, when I watch the show any season, I cry. Like, I cry when there's proposals. I'm a girl, I'm emotional, whatever. You know,
they get me sometimes.
Yeah, right. They're good at their jobs. Again, the editor is pulling at your heartstrings.
And also, these are real moments for real people, you know? Again, they're not actors. Like, when I, you know.
But even if they were actors, I cry at movies. You know what I mean? Like, you cry. Sure. So I was watching, you know, when I was watching my season re-air, I started tearing up watching Frank leave me, not only because it was my past, but also because it's a good show and it's emotional.
When you hit the sand, it was sad.
When I watched Caitlin break up with me again, I was like,
so sad.
Aw.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, because it brought me back to that moment. I remember how I'll never forget that night.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget how I felt, you know?
And my husband was so sweet, though. He looked at me and he was like, did you know, like, that he was going to leave you? And I was like, no, I had no idea. I like woke up so excited to like see my future husband. That's how I felt that day. And he was like, he grabbed my hand. He was like, that makes me so sad for you. Like, it was so sweet. You know, he was like right there with me. Anyway, I got a good guy.
I enjoy your guy. He's a good guy. anything else before we wrap things up and let you go?
I don't think so.
Anything you're working on you want to promote, put it out there?
I mean, my website. AllieManno.com, if anybody wants to check it out. Mano's my married name, MANNO. I just blog about the show. I'll post a bunch of photos from like back in the day, photos that are like super grainy and nobody wants to see. So check that out if anybody wants to.
You were going to say something?
I was going to say, like, we didn't, like, you basically were the first season where somebody got caught with a girlfriend, too.
The first?
Yeah, like, Justin.
Two, Justin and Frank both had girlfriends.
Frank, I also feel like, yeah, you make a good point. Yeah, there were two girlfriends. Frank kind of...
Got away with it. The other guy got...
He made
so
it seem like, oh, I just have feelings for my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, your ex.
Yeah. Well, that's another reason why I say to people, don't believe that the lead is equally into all these people, because you saw how I reacted to finding out Justin had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, get out of here. When I found out Frank had a girlfriend, I was a mess, you know? So it's like so obvious the different way you feel about people. But yeah, I remember like being angry on my season. I felt like I got cheated from the experience because I honestly, night one, felt like there was not even, I felt like maybe there was four guys that were actually casted for me. You know what I mean? I felt all the
four?
Rest was...
But congratulations.
No, not that I liked. I only liked one, really. Two after my first date, it became two. But four that, like, they thought maybe I would like. Like, Chris Lampton. I was never, ever into him, like, not even at all. But I was like, okay, I could see maybe they would think...
He was your runner-up?
Yeah. But only and he would say the same thing. We were only friends. Like, they told me pretty early on that they were wanting to consider him for The Bachelor. So I kept him on for that reason. So I did. I guess that is one thing where I kind of, like, played the game with them. Is I was like, okay, fine. I like Chris. He's cool. He's funny. But like, I didn't care. Not romantically at all. So and in fact, I've actually been told who knows, Alon, one of the producers, he's not there anymore. But that like I was, from all the seasons, I really did not give other relationships a chance. Like I was like very, very honed in on my people. That's why I didn't kiss a lot of people. That's why I didn't, you know, like I just, not even more so that I didn't know I wasn't going to choose them. Like I was like physically like, I cannot kiss that person. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm not trying to be mean to these guys. But like there could be a totally, you know, handsome guy in the other room and I don't want to kiss him. I mean, yes, I'm married. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like it's just there.
I feel like, I mean... Do you feel, I always felt like as The Bachelor, it's harder to do because you look like more of a jerk.
I don't think I mean, yes, I think more of a jerk for sure. But I think if you do it in the right way, like, people will get it. But then again, people didn't get the thing with you and Andy. So who knows? That's for the life of me.
Well, it was interesting talking to Trista a few weeks ago where it was like the opposites. It wasn't even that long ago. And she was essentially slut shamed before she was even the bachelorette, being like, are you prepared to make out with all these men and be, you know, seen as et cetera, et cetera. So, like, you know, you had a whole nother kind of thought process to me, even where it's kind of fascinating how the audience watches it, and whether if the bachelor is making out with too many people. It seems it's different now in a more positive way, you know.
But there's still so many gender biases. Totally. So many.
It's wild. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
Allie, good catching up with you. I'm glad to see you guys are doing well. You're giving me some interesting things to think about as well, Bachelor Nation. So many questions. I thought I had a lot of answers coming into this episode. But we do know that it seems safe to say that Claire won't be walking the streets of wherever she lives anytime soon.
No, she will be in that bubble.
She will be a part of the show on some level.
I don't think that's the case.
You don't?
No. You mean a part of the show? Yes, a part of the show maybe at the beginning. But I don't think that they're going to be like checking in with her. I think she's there right now because they have to keep her there. She's not there like filming right now. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
We'll see.
I feel like maybe we accomplished very little.
I'll come back. And we'll talk about it and see who was right when it actually airs.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, fun to break it down. It also is fun talking to you, just how different the show is run these days.
Yeah. And I'm not in like the Bachelor world. Like, you're friends with everybody because of Paradise, which is awesome. I love how everybody's friends now. I'm not in the world anymore, so I'm not talking about it. So for me to hear your take on it, it's interesting because you guys have so many I feel like you've got to know so much based on all the inside connections you have.
Sure, but I also think, again, the philosophies of the show is a lot different too. And part of that is, and then adjusting with the times, social media, to that end, like, we use the wrestling example. If they were just going to keep, you know, singing the same tune and acting as if, like, it would, people would be like, okay.
Yeah. You know, showing in the cameras even. They didn't show the cameras in my season. The cameras stayed
breaking
out of
the fourth wall once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel it would lose its kind of charm.
For sure.
But it's still fascinating to hear you talk about how rigid it was back in the day and just, how, like, to know that you were in the dark an hour before even the dates is wild. Mm-hmm.
These recaps have really shown the difference between Trista to you, from you to him, and I'm sure from you to, like, Peter would be, like, completely different.
Yeah, I mean, that's why when I kind of joked about, like, Chris Harrison's boss. Like, Chris has been here since the beginning, right? And think of how many, like, different producers who have been running the show and, like, who are, quote-unquote, technically his bot, because the producers kind of decide what's going on, and like, Chris, we're having you do this, et cetera, et cetera. And they come and go, you know, like every other, and a lot of other companies, and their philosophies change and they change with the times.
But the one thing that also has not changed along with Chris Harrison, unless I'm mistaken, is the executive producer, Martin. Martin's been there from the beginning, I believe. So he's the one who's ultimately making the decisions.
But like, he's there less and less.
Less and less. Oh, he was very present in my season.
I was under the impression, how involved was Mike on your season?
Mike who? Oh, Mike Fleiss. He would come like for the first row ceremony and maybe like one date.
Because I heard that, especially in the beginning, he was pretty involved then too.
Oh, really?
And he's almost non-existent on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. I feel like
Martin's the same way.
Less and less. I mean, he's still like running the company.
Yeah.
It's kind of fascinating to hear all that because it is definitely different. Mm-hmm. And there was 15 years of which I was never like a part of.
And you probably know the most because you've been on like 20 seasons.
Been on four. Which at this point is not even, I don't think, number one. Claire's been on five.
And then that guy, like Chris something's been on a gazillion, and I couldn't, if he walked into the room right now, I probably wouldn't recognize him. Like, I don't know sorry to him, but he's been on so many, but I don't find,
Colton
I can't,
was
can't
on
remember
three
him.
Three in like 4 months.
Oh, Chris, he was like on the recent like Paradise or something, right?
Or Chesky or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Chris Bukowski.
Oh, yeah.
Nice guy. Allie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's been a ton of fun. Who do we got to tomorrow? Tune in tomorrow. Wonderful episode with
Jonathan Bennett.
Jonathan Bennett, my dear friend. What a fun, loving conversation with Jonathan Bennett. All things Mean Girls, quarantine, being happy, having a positive attitude. Jonathan Bennett, what a fun guy. Good friend. I think you will, all you Mean Girl fans out there, which is basically everyone, be sure to tune in. And if there's nothing else, we will see you tomorrow.